Good morning, it's Mount Mike, Shine FM. Every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. We have a parenting moment, and for the month of November, we're going to be talking about how to know if it's time to go to couples counseling. Kimberly, good morning, and a very important topic.
Good morning, Mike. We are going to be talking today about when is it time to go to couples counseling? This is based on the wonderful work of Kyle Benson. He is a trained therapist in the Gottman Method, which is the marriage therapy gold star, I would say, among psychologists, and is the type of therapy that's offered through Eckert Center. But today, I want people to know that marriage therapy works 70% of the time.
Okay.
And so we know that ongoing distress is harmful to us, to our partner, and to our kids. Yet, one of the things that we experience over and over again is that people are reticent and not sure if they want to actually do couples therapy. But here's some facts that I want people to know. Here's what we do know. 31% of couples take a premarital relationship education program. Only 19% of couples actually seek out some form of couples therapy. And only 37% of divorced couples worked with a professional prior to signing their papers. And Gottman and all of the research that he has done around marriage has found out that the average couple waits 6 years before seeking professional help for marital problems.
Oh, wow. Definitely worth working on right from day one.
Exactly. So here's, I think, the things that stop people from coming to therapy is they think, okay, if we go to therapy, it means we as a couple aren't strong enough to work through this issue. I think the second piece is we often have a hard time convincing ourselves that the real problem is what's happening between us versus it's all my partner. And if they changed, then we'd have a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want people to think about that pursuing couples therapy that's evidence-based has a really good chance of success. And that the longer we wait to work on our relationship, it's a little bit like a snowball, Mike, is that as it's rolling down a hill, the farther it rolls, the bigger it gets, and the harder it is to push it back up to the place where it started.
Makes sense.
So this month, we're going to be talking about a variety of topics to help couples gain confidence to come in and seek out therapy.
Okay, very, very important topic. And from a lot of media reports with the pandemic, I know there's been a lot of extra stress for couples as well.
It's really true, Mike. And so I do want to highlight that we have several psychologists on our team that specialize in marriage and family counseling. And Ashley, who is now running our new South location for Eckert Center, so that you don't have to travel all the way to the north if you're seeking therapy, is a trained Gottman therapist. And I really encourage people to check her out on our website at eckertcenter.com.
Sounds good. Of course, you can also call 403-230-2959 to reach Kimberly and her team. And every week, we give you a chance to win a consultation as well. Kimberly, who are we going to give that to today?
Go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thanks as always, Kimberly, and we'll continue this very important topic next week.
Great. Have a good day, Mike.
Thank you. You too.